Welcome to the June Jaws podcast. This is Jenny Stewart, and I'm here with Walker Person. Today we'll be discussing the value in policy review. Walker, do policy reviews work? Why should I do them? What's in it for me, and what's in it for the client?
All valid questions, Jenny, but I do think there's a lot of value in doing it. What if you can reduce the premium and keep the same death benefit? What if you could keep the same premium and increase the death benefit? What if you could keep the same premium and death benefit, but add some sort of long-term care rider or living benefit rider? All of those have value, right? Also, people are living longer, so life insurance is less expensive. There are new and useful riders that can be used. Is it owned properly and are correct beneficiaries designated, or does that need to be changed? Does your guaranteed policy last through life expectancy, or do we need to recalculate? Is client at the end of their term period or close to it?
Where would an advisor start?
The best start is asking a client if they would let you do a policy review. A second set of eyes never hurts, right? Also, do your goals and objectives line up with where they were 10 years ago? What about in 10 years? Will they be the same? Investments get annual checkups, but so many times insurance policies do not. Don't you owe it to the policy and to yourself? For term, we just need a policy statement, but to review a permanent policy, you can either call the carrier with the client and ask for an in-force, or fill out an in-force review form and send it to us, then we will request it from the carrier. From there, we will review it for a magnitude of issues and concerns and get back to you, the advisor, with ideas and case design. Is what they have the best, or can we add value to the situation?
Where do you see this most?
For the most part, we see adding a long-term care rider as far as what happens most often. Say a client was sold a permanent policy, likes what they have, but we can keep the premium the same, the death benefit the same, but add a living benefit to the mix.
Walker, is there anything else that you could add?
One thing I would add is we replace 4 out of 10 policies, not just to do it, but because we're truly adding value, whether that be a rider, lower premium, or higher death benefit in any given scenario.
We love sharing different ways that VIP can help your practice. Please think of one client that might benefit from this strategy and call myself or Walker at 1-800-VIP-LIFE or shoot us an email, jenny@vipinsurance.com or walker@vipinsurance.com. Thank you for your time, and thank you for being the best part of VIP.